Beyond the Greedly.
Welcome, everyone. It's Friday, October 21st, and this is episode 121 of the Omnic Weekly. I am Dee, and I am joined by Hannah.
Hi.
And guys, guess who's back? It is Mr. Lancifer. Lancifer. I don't know. The last name is better.
I like that. That was a good intro. So this day and age, you know, Lancifer is my new name. No, I'm just kidding, guys. It's your boy, LP. We're back. It's a new week.
Yeah, but closing in on Halloween, that explains the Lancifer. Yeah. It's not like he did not go to the, where do you kind of change your name in the States? Do you guys, what is it? Like the community, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, it's kind of like when a, what was it? But like when baby, when you're a baby, you get dropped off by a pelican, right? It's like that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
In this case, get named by the pelican that dropped me off. So I'm not really Alonzo. I'm Lancifer. AKLP, that's how it is.
Makes sense. America. It's a pelican. That sounds lit. I mean, that sounds true.
I'm talking about Pelican, the Overwatch player, by the way.
We were talking about the pen. Does anybody remember the pelican pens? No? Nobody? Okay, I'm old. Anyways, guys, I do think we kind of missed the chance here. It's October, the 10th month. It's the 21st day. We're doing episode 121. If we had been at 1,021, it would have been perfect. But no, we had to screw up. We only had to do 900 episodes less. Jesus.
Guys.
Lazy. What is wrong? What the hell is wrong with us?
We've done an episode every day since we started.
Yeah, wow. We would have definitely made it. That would have been it. That would have made the difference. But how are you guys doing? I'm happy to have you both together again. It's been me and Hannah have been having fun, but we're always like, what do you think, LP? And then it's like, creak, 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 creak.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and preface this episode by saying, where the fuck's my boy Bastion? Like,
you know? Yeah, I was kind of figuring that you would have issues with
that. With you, no?
Yeah, that's what we figured. You weren't here, Bastion wasn't here. It made sense for us.
No, you know, he's not here, I'll tell you that much. He's definitely on vacation of his own. But yeah.
I have a theory on that. I think he and Torbjörn are in Vegas making a shit ton of money. He's helping Torbjörn. Yeah, he's helping Torbjörn to hack the slot machines because have you seen the amount of kids that Torbjörn has?
Ooh, you know.
I mean, Christmas is coming up.
I mean, even one of them even turned into a hero. I mean.
Yeah.
Oh.
that's actually, did you ever notice? So I don't know if you guys got a lot of time to play Overwatch 2 at this point. I know LP has been really busy. I know Anna played. But if you play Torbjörn and if you kill Mercy, he'll have a voice line that he says, oh, I'm going to get yelled at by Ingrid, by his wife, because he killed Mercy. Apparently, Ingrid. And
yeah.
Oh no.
Kill his own daughter. He's like, no voice line. He don't give a shit. Like he's like, yeah. But I don't want to kill Mercy because I'll get in trouble with the wife. The wife does not seem to care if I kill her daughter.
That's bizarre. Because didn't Brick used to have sorry, Papa?
Yeah, the other way around. Yeah. But up till now, I've not heard any voice line when he kills Brigitte, and I was kind of, oh my god. A little bastard. He's more worried. Or at least, I mean, it's not his fault. His wife apparently kind of cares more about Mercy than she does about her own daughter. Well, she has a lot of kids. Let's be honest. Yeah. At some point, you probably have.
Maybe he doesn't say anything because he's scared of saying the wrong name.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like such a dad thing to do.
Right. So,
I want to further like go on your theory, and I believe you're right. Maybe they did go to Vegas, and that's the reason why Bastion has so much, I guess, ammo in his artillery strike. Because I mean, look at that.
It's actually just chips from the casino.
Right. He has an abundance of them. Right. It's unlimited at this point, as many times as you can click. So.
Yeah, that was the issue. That was why they took him away. Though he was shooting a little too many, a little too much. Jesus Christ, my English, Jesus Christ. he was carpet bombing the map. That was what he was doing, which is not good. And Torbjörn, his overload was kind of stuck, so he could kind of add time to it, which, one, sucks for the opponents, and two, is really bad for his heart. I mean, he's getting a little older.
He is. He's an old gentleman.
He's not getting any younger.
No, but he'll be back next Tuesday, so we'll junker town while we're kind of talking about topics that are relevant at this point. Junker town was taken down this week because I don't know if you guys saw the video, if you saw any of the footage of what happened. It's insane. But I've gone in and tried it myself, and like, so for the people that don't know, there was this one object. It was like a small futuristic looking bucket. It's maybe the best, or like a big battery. I don't actually know what it was, but it is in a corner somewhere in the attacker spawn room of Junkertown. And if you, especially with Zarya, if you shot it with her beam, it would kind of overload the servers and make everybody's frame rate drop like down. And that would give you an advantage if you already had taken aim. And I tried it myself, and it looks like there are so many components in that little object that have a hitbox that it's just like, it's like fireworks coming out of it.
That's you can bizarre. Still try it.
Yeah, you can go into custom beams and try it for yourself. It's, if you point the beam at anything, you get these small particles. If you point it at that object, it's like you're setting off a fireball. So if you want to try it out, go into custom beams and have Blizzard yell at you because you're overloading the servers.
Yeah, you can begin. That's a bannable offense, though. I mean, now technically, you know, you don't want to do that, but
no. But if you do it in custom games, like that is basically like you're messing about in the workshop. You can break a lot of stuff in the workshop too. Trust me, I've done it. not on purpose, just because I suck. But yeah, I don't think anybody will get banned for that. Yeah, that's all coming back next week with the launch of the Halloween event. Yeah. Did you guys see the teaser yesterday?
Yes.
No.
What, Hannah? It's lore.
Hannah. Oh, you mean the letter?
Yeah.
I thought you meant there was a teaser video.
There was a teaser video, but it was just.
Oh, I've seen the letter. No, I was okay, so fast.
Them skins, though. Them skins.
Yeah, well, we'll see. What, have you seen anything of the skins?
Well, we have seen the Reaper skin. I mean, let's just be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like sometimes.
Maybe Lon's covered up a leak.
Yeah. I know for a fact that Lance knows way more than he ever will tell us on this.
No, no way.
Way.
If anything, I just know about the league, but not so much about like the actual development. But I will say that, you know, we got a nice leak of the Reaper skin, I guess. Oh, is that
a leak? Well, it wasn't really a leak. They just kind of showed it off. They were like, we fucked up. The servers were a mess. Here you go. You get a free Reaper skin for everybody.
Yeah.
And now we have two captains on the boat. We have Captain Sigma and Captain Reaper. That's going to be an interesting discussion. You actually, I think you need to get both of them, and I think you'll get some interesting voice lines. But so we're getting a new Halloween event. So yesterday they had this short video that they kind of show off. It was really like just, you saw Alden's burn, and you heard a voice kind of talking over it, and then you had the Sombra logo at the end that appeared because she is the bride, of course, the wrath of the bride.
Yeah.
It kind of fuels the rumors and the thing that I've been saying for weeks now that we'll get a new, it is confirmed that we're getting a new PvE thing. It was confirmed by, I think, the director of Blizzard himself kind of confirmed that it's not the same one. It's a follow-up. Lore-wise, it's completely new. But this could be our first taste of PvE in the release of the game, apart from the demo that we got. That's going to be interesting. I mean, I hope it's not going to be just another case of us killing robots. I want to see some story.
Yes.
PvE. I was so excited when I saw that little teaser drop. I was like, oh my God, are we going to get like lore teasers again? Have they returned?
We haven't had that in such a long time. I mean, the teaser itself was kind of funny. It's basically the Lord of Eldersburn, which is Reinhardt. If anybody doubting, I hope they really put in the official Lord of Aldersburn skin this time. That would be awesome. But and he's talking about, we got over the whole thing with Dr. Junkenstein. We're kind of recovering, and we're looking forward to the future. But there is this weird noise coming out of my a few of the back rooms here in the castle. I hope that's not rats. Like, come on, dude. Seriously?
I'm waiting for these rats to come out and just serve me some good food. In Overwatch,
it's like a sappy setup for 60.
Hyper mutated rat.
Yeah. Oh, that would be awesome, actually. Right? Come on, bring on a boss fight. That's what I'm hoping for. Like,
oh my god, yes.
I want to see these kind of a story where you kind of progress and basically like the archives missions, like we had them in Overwatch 1, but better structured, like that you have this kind of build up towards an end boss that you need to fight.
Yeah.
Which could be the monster of Junkenstein. I think the bride is kind of trying to revive her husband.
How cool would it be if every Halloween we got like the next chapter of the same story?
That would be awesome. I really hope so. Because that is actually a very good comment and actually a question. Like, we get this revival of all these events, and that's something we've been hoping for, and that we're clearly going to see kind of happen, is that all these old events are going to get a new twist to them. They're going to get a follow-up. But are they going to change them year over year now, or are they going to do the same thing? Like in Overwatch 2, these are the new storylines, and we're going to bring them back every year, or are they going to kind of keep building on it with a new chapter?
Like a twist every year. Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, like award-winning story content. I just want, we defeated Junkenstein, and now, like, the bride is trying to bring her husband back, and then the year after that, now the husband has gone crazy, and then the year after that, now there's a new enemy, and we're working with the husband and the bride. You know, just, like, it doesn't have to be, you know, the kind of high-level lore or anything, but having some thread of continuity year after year would be really nice, I think.
Yeah, and a change of kind of gameplay. And I mean, if they're going to do PvE content and every season release a new chapter in the PvE content, I don't think it's too much to ask to have like a separate story or a separate chapter of the story every single year in the Halloween event, the Archives event, maybe something for Christmas. I mean, Christmas up till now was just like, oh, here's some snow on the maps, a lot of gifts.
Like, they don't even have to fully animate them. So they could do, you know, kind of like, I don't know what the name for it is, but you know when it's like, it's not a GIF, but it's like an image and like just a couple of bits on the picture will move.
Okay.
So like you'll have like the swaying of hair.
The animated storyboard kind of.
If they did that year after year, it would still be really cool and would take less resources than doing, you know, the Archives level story for Halloween every year. I'd take that. I don't know about you guys, but.
Wait, let's not talk like this. This is the mind frame of like settling for content. We cannot settle. We must demand content.
All right? As somebody who is not paying the money, I absolutely have to settle for content.
Oh my God. No, please. We must have them keep the ball rolling.
Wait, LP. Hannah doesn't pay for the content that she's getting, and you're even a step further. You're getting paid for the content that you're playing because you're on the payroll of the Misfits, who are like, I don't know. I'm just kind of, this is not true. But I mean, he works for the Misfits, but they're not getting paid by Blizzard.
I'm just saying, paying me.
Yeah, exactly. You are kind of more on the other end of the spectrum. I think Hannah. That would be awesome, but I think LP also has a point. Like, at this, we've been waiting for this for such a long time, Overwatch 2 to be released, for everything to come out. We are still waiting for the PvE. We've been very patient. I think it's about time
I just think it's unreasonable to expect like sort of full cutscene interactive new maps for every single seasonal event. Like,
you know, but I think that would make the game, like, I don't know, that's just content, right? We can use that towards like our next podcast. It fuels the fire, is all I'm saying. And I think,
yeah, like I don't know anyone who will do something like Halloween to that level.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I don't think personally, of all the games I've played, Overwatch has had some of the best Halloween events, or just like seasonal events in general. Mm-hmm. But I think we want to see more of that. And I think we're in a very like early stage of Overwatch 2. So I think we should be cheering on the team to continue putting on content, or not, like, you know, give us more content, you know, like, let's do it. We need this.
Definitely. And I mean, Hannah, you have a point. Like, there's not a lot of other companies that do this, but I think Blizzard is kind of aiming to be that different kind of product, or Overwatch being that different kind of product, and they being the different kind of company, in the sense, they'll be the first to kind of connect so much PvE content once PvE releases to a PvP game within a free-to-play model. And that is why we currently don't really... I mean, Destiny kind of does it, but in a very different way. I hope they never go the Destiny route.
Listen, Destiny is... You know, I was talking about the couple of weeks ago, like the good, the bad, and the meh.
Yeah, yeah.
Destiny is in the bad category for monetization. It is predatory. Yeah. It is awful.
Yeah, it's you that told me all the stories about the chapters being locked behind paywalls and whatnot.
Uh-huh. And
that
then,
is something we don't want to see.
No, and then they get like lost after a couple of years later, so you can't go back and redo them or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I really hope that Blizzard goes a different route, and I'm convinced they will. So they must be ramping up to that and getting there. I mean, this for them is a good test of the tooling and a good test of how quickly they can push out these types of content. And it's going to be added value to anybody that wants to join this community and wants to play these games, because the people that will join in on the PvE will eventually also roll into the PvP if they haven't before. And at some point, they'll spend money on cosmetics and whatnot. It all makes kind of sense in the whole big scheme of the business plan and the free-to-play model. So I do think like every dollar they put into PvE content and every dollar they put into these events, because if you look at it this way, if they want to start doing PvE content, then they need to further develop the story, the lore around Overwatch.
Yeah.
If they get the occasional opportunity to just, instead of looking forward, but for 2 weeks or for maybe a little longer, look back and do the archives missions, or to look at something simple like Christmas or Halloween to kind of deviate from that big plot line and add something fresh. But it is the same amount of work for them in the end. Otherwise, they would have been making other types of missions. So I do feel like I'm going to think of it quite comfortable about the idea of them kind of further developing this story year over year and giving us fresh content. And the opportunity to look back at the old content, of course. I think that's going to be quite important. We don't want that kind of Destiny thing where you can't reach... Where you come in 5 years later and all the old content is just gone.
Oh, and, so, you know, like a character that was around when you first played the game just doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. That's something, of course. Look at the World of Warcraft, for instance. If you don't play Classic, you just play Retail. Well, there are a few characters in there that have gone... That went to dust, literally, in some cases.
Yeah.
That is, of course, the downside of a world that keeps evolving. But on the other hand, there needs to be some content or some. And then they kind of did the whole Classics thing, which is interesting on its own. I think it's still drawing a lot of people. But anyways, like when it comes to Overwatch and Halloween, this is one of the most exciting moments apart from the release. But let's be honest, the release, we have all seen it kind of in the beta. This is going to be the freshest thing that we are going to see for a long time in Overwatch, at least, till Season 2 hits. I mean, it's going to be the first taste of PvE, the first taste of how they're going to approach all of these PvE events or these Brawl events, these seasonal events. How are they going to... Because that is the big question that I get a lot from a lot of people. How are we going to be able to unlock skins within this new game for these events?
Yeah. I've heard a lot about that. I guess most reviews are pretty mixed, right? It's like, I think from what I've heard is like a lot of games like Apex or Fortnite, the ability, when you buy the battle pass, right, you're able to conjure up enough tokens to purchase the next battle pass if you finish and you complete it. But I heard that's not the case with this battle pass for Overwatch. So
it's not. I think that Overwatch 2 is too stingy with the currency it gives it.
Yeah.
It is what?
It's too stingy.
Oh,
it's
stingy.
Not generous enough, yeah.
Oh, I had to hear that twice to kind of realize that you said stingy. I was like, what did she say?
That's okay. Language barriers!
Exactly.
Diversity. We celebrate that here at the Omnic
Weekly.
Yeah, we do. Well, I was just kind of... in the process of writing a script for one of the Omnic Recap videos that kind of touches on the whole subject. And I do think one thing we need to take in account is that this is their first attempt at doing this battle pass. And they are most likely listening to all the feedback, but you can't kind of get mad at them. And I'm trying to be very careful here in what I say, because I'm personally also convinced that they're being too stingy put it in Hannah's words, and that the skins are slightly overpriced. Mm-hmm. But you can't fault them for kind of aiming high, because it's going to be way easier. It's going to make him way popular if they drop the prices.
Oh, yeah.
And that they have to raise him. And notice that they don't generate enough income to kind of cover the costs or whatnot. I don't think it's going to be a major issue. I mean, they hit 25 million in 10 days. And if you look at the formulas or the percentages of that amount of people that kind of invest in the game, but you can't fault them for kind of aiming high first and then kind of dropping the prices instead of kind of...
I hope they do. I mean, given that they've already made adjustments to some of the challenges and stuff, I think mm-hmm. they will adjust things.
I hope so. I mean, it all kind of depends on our good friend and the one that we've been kind of counting. We've been counting down his days on a huge calendar. But I think corporate in this case will kind of also need to understand that selling more of a certain product at a cheaper price will kind of net you more money than selling a lot less because you raised or the prices are way too high. Mm. I think there's also a factor of trying to stem the hunger of the community for new cosmetics and for new stuff by kind of raising the prices and kind of inflating the value of these objects, because we come out of a game, an era, an Overwatch where we just wanted to collect everything because we could.
Yeah.
I had skins I would never used in my life ever in my inventory.
But you had them because it completed the set.
Yeah. You just collected them for the sake of collecting them.
Yeah.
And we need to make a switch in which we kind of get the items that we really want and we need to deliberate. Is that something I want to spend money on?
Yeah,
which will raise the value.
I'm okay kind of with that mentality. I don't want to be in a situation where it then becomes impossible to get hold of any.
Yeah.
Without spending money.
Yeah. And that is the risk they're running now. And yeah. That is the question that everybody has to kind of steer it back to the Halloween event. Because in general, the battle pass is the battle pass. You know, there's going to be things in the shop. There's going to be things that you can unlock for free. But how are they going to take on these events that used to be basically the pinnacle of the whole loot story back in Overwatch 1? And
yeah.
Those were the moments that we were looking forward to. Those were the moments that we had the drops of the skins. And now we have such a moment coming on next week. How are they going to translate that old rhythm into something new that will still kind of feel fair towards all of those millions of people that used to play Overwatch 1?
This is where, like, the weekly challenges are going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not like on the battle pass, but kind of more like, do you remember when they do the small events where, you know, you got, like, your 9 wins and then you got, like, a new skin?
Yeah, yeah, the mini challenges, yeah.
Yeah, I hope they do something like that maybe for Halloween.
Yeah, I hope so too. But I'm thinking from, if I look at other games and other examples that they kind of tend to follow, I think we might get a mini pass within the big battle pass. Like Apex does that. They have these mini events that basically add a smaller mini pass on top of the big pass. And every game you do and every challenge you do.
Three tiers of rewards.
Yeah, exactly. And that will kind of push you forward. So you basically have to complete 10 tiers. And at the end of those 10 tiers, you get a legendary. But it's never going to be the same as it was in Overwatch 1. We'll never get like 5 legendaries and 3 epics that you can get out of loot boxes, which is a lie. You never get them out of the loot boxes. You buy them with the coins because in the loot boxes, there's nothing else but crap. But you know what I mean.
It would be nice if, you know, they gave us like a coin bonus during these events or something so that if you did the challenges, you would have enough without paying money. If you did like the free challenges, you would have enough coins to buy like 2 out of 5 of the skins or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be nice, but I'm afraid that it's going to, I don't know. I mean, from their perspective, they need to sell stuff. And if you look at the statistics, out of the 5 skins that any event released, how many of the skins did you feel like you needed to get? And how many were you like, I'm going to get them just because I can get them, but
more of them were in the latter category, but like some of the skins were so cool that I would want them even for heroes that I didn't really play.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
They were pretty and I want to look at them.
I think you are definitely in the category of people that, like, you won't spend the money on the premium pass. And for them, you're definitely in the category, like, everything that they give you is not going to lose them any money because it's not going to replace anything that you would have bought. I think it's more for those people that would have bought it initially. Like, they saw two skins and they can get the two skins, and the others are actually not worth it to buy them because they're not playing those characters. And that's where they lose the sales, of course.
Then one. Give me coins to get one.
Yeah. Well, I think we're definitely going to get one out of it. And
because at the moment, sorry to interrupt again.
Yeah, no worries, no worries.
The way I'm looking at it at the moment is I sort of feel like I'm never going to be able to get new skins ever again.
Yeah.
Because any coins that I earn, I am going to be keeping for a premium battle pass. And that already takes two battle passes to be able to do that. I don't have the spare coinage to go and buy myself new cosmetics.
No, that's true. That's true. And I totally understand that fear, and I think it is warranted for, especially now in this first season. I do think we're going to get legendaries that you'll be able to get for free during these events. I wouldn't expect too many. It would be nice if you get the choice of which ones you want to get, but I feel, again, that is going to be in their disadvantage that they won't do that. What I do think, however, is one of the things that is on the table right now at Blizzard to evaluate is that concept of giving you enough coins to buy the next battle pass in one season.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that is definitely something they should be thinking about, and I do think they're kind of talking about, apart from some other things like putting the unlocks a little earlier. I think just a few things about this system that they can easily tweak without losing too much kind of money or the potential to gain money at this point.
And here's the other thing. If I feel like things are more fair, I am more likely to give them money.
That makes an extreme amount of sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to be the bad guy because that will be reflected in your sales. You want to be the good guy. But then again, that adds to the argument of why did they start it with $20? Well, next season or the season after that, they can be the good guys because they dropped the price to 15.
Yeah.
And if they started out with 10.
We listened to you and we lowered the price.
Yeah. It's something that every salesperson will say to you. Always aim high. And aim at the number you think you're not going to get. And everybody will have to kind of put some water in the wine and kind of drop a little lower. But you'll get much more than if you kind of try to be the nice guy and start out low. Which is an asshole concept, but that's how it works in the end. So I'm curious to see how that is going to evolve. In the first place, I'm curious to see how they're going to tackle this Halloween event. Because that is going to be a clear indication on anything they'll be doing with future events. I mean, battle passes come every 9 weeks. Which gives them an opportunity to kind of change their course every 9 weeks.
Yeah.
With the shop, they can change their course every single week because they do an update to the shop every single week. But with these events, that's like every few months that they get a chance to kind of do it better or do it differently.
I mean, it'd be interesting to see how Christmas differs from Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween being their first event and then Christmas being not too far away.
Yeah,
definitely
yeah, good point.
Be interesting to see like what adjustments they make.
Do you think we're going to get a storyline for Christmas?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm looking forward a little too much now. I wanted to kind of focus on Halloween, but
yeah,
you've said
yeah,
it
I
like
mean,
two
like
times
Halloween,
already.
They've kind of already set up, but Christmas, I feel, had even less substance than Halloween did.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Overwatch 1.
You had Yeti Hunt and Snowball. You had a lot of like maze-centered game modes.
Which is cute in year one. No, Christmas has never been my favorite event.
I love the maps. I mean, the maps on during the Christmas event look beautiful.
Changes.
Yeah. The snow is just
very
I don't
nice
know.
Michael Wen. I love the map changes.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, the same goes, by the way, for the Halloween maps. The Halloween team maps are always kind of nice. And so that is something I definitely like. But I want to see maybe a storyline, maybe something Torbjörn-related, something, I don't know. It could be something simple, helping out Santa Torbjörn to deliver the gifts or whatnot. I mean, it could be so, yeah, but it could be so cute. And that would make the difference in, like LP said earlier, the whole perception, basically putting content on the pile, kind of putting wood on the fire, basically making sure that the flame burns hot, because if the flame burns hot, people will come to your flame and you'll be able to send them sell them s'mores. In case people are wondering why LP is not chiming in, there's a construction going on around him and he's saying to kind of save your earbuds.
He is here. He's listening. He's here in spirit.
Yeah. If he types anything interesting in chat,
that will make sure.
Yeah. That is not offensive to alligators or something, because that is usually about 90% of what he types in chat is very rude towards alligators. I don't know why. Must be the region. That's what I'm thinking. LP, by the way, we have a whole question we need to ask you from previous episodes about alligators chasing you.
Were they wearing Crocs on their feet?
And did they have a mustache?
Did they have a mustache?
Yeah.
And were they on the bike with you at some point?
Okay. But we need answers on that after the podcast. Yeah. That would be nice. But Halloween, we'll know for sure. I think we're Friday now, somewhere around 7-ish my time. I think in an hour or something, we might see the teaser for a new skin. We might see some more teasers. So keep an eye on the Omnic post. I think there's going to be interesting.
I'm not going to lie. I do have Twitter open just in case.
Thank you.
Something drops in 8 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'll just have to close down the podcast immediately and start posting.
Goodbye!
See ya! That's it! Bye-bye! I can wait. I can be patient, little bugger. But we're going to know by next Tuesday. It's going to be very exciting for me, at least. I mean, I don't know why, but this is something I've been looking forward to a long time. Something we've been talking about a lot. How I think they could redo the events, make it more interesting. Mm-hmm. How Overwatch 2 will enable them with the tooling they have to make stories that capture us a little more than just having random heroes pop up and doing a weird animation.
Which snowballs at each other.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see more of that. So that's something we'll know by Tuesday. Something else that is happening next week, a little later though, is esports related. And next Tuesday, the playoffs are starting. And we're working our way towards the grand final at the start of November. Ooh. Of the Overwatch League. It's kind of crazy that we are already at the end of the season.
I know.
But it's always the case. I always feel like it starts and then you sneeze, you close your eyes and bam, there we go. Grand finals, we have a winner. It always moves so fast. To be honest, I've not been following. Hannah, have you been following the whole Overwatch League in general?
No.
Me neither.
I mean, I wasn't following the Overwatch League because I wasn't really following Overwatch because I was sulking with Blizzard.
Yeah, that's
true. And I just haven't gotten back into OWL yet.
Mm-hmm. I do think we're not the only ones. If I just look at the people kind of in our community or around us, I feel there's a lot less people following it. And then they are doing this huge drop event, which is a nice opportunity, of course. The Overwatch 2 came out. There's three new heroes. There's a whole lot of new looks for everybody that they need to kind of incorporate in the whole Overwatch League ensemble. Let's keep it at that. So they're kind of doing a drop event during the playoffs where every 3 hours that you watch, you get three home and away skins for three characters. The whole list is on the Omnic post. Go check it out. But that feels, for me personally, it feels like, okay, they need to get everybody in there. Like, this everybody is kind of, we can get 30 free skins by watching the Overwatch League in a time where skins are not as easily to get as they were before.
Excuse my French, fucking hard to come by.
Yeah. they're basically at one end kind of starving everybody, and then they're putting a huge plateau of all kinds of dishes on the table and go, have at it. You just need to stick around for 30 hours.
You've got more Overwatch League skins than I thought. I was very surprised.
But I do think it kind of shows that they're trying to drum up the tension. I don't know if this season was successful when it comes to the viewing rates as they had hoped. I mean, they must have known that it wouldn't have been that big with Overwatch being in the state it was.
I think with two now released, I think the next season will probably peak a bit again if they advertise it properly.
Yeah, that's the old Blizzard story, of course. They could do
Blizzard
so much
communicating.
More. Yeah, but I do think for them, next season will be a bit of a make or break moment. I mean, if they can't make it work with the next season, if they can't get it back to that original hype state, I mean, we're slowly... But I think this fall we'll have a few hiccups with the whole pandemic kind of resurfacing. I've heard a few people already got sick. But it's not nowhere near the levels that we had 2 years ago. And I do think, like, looking forward to the next season, we'll get back to that era where hopefully they'll be doing more of the home events. Everything will kind of open up. I want to see those crowds yelling again. I want to see that hype growing. I want to see everybody getting enthusiastic, because that is what draws me into the Overwatch League. Not the plays. I don't care. I mean,
it's the community around it for me.
Exactly.
It has been for, like, sports and esports.
Exactly. I would want to go to an Overwatch League game for sure one day. I mean, I would love to go to the grand finals one day, but not right now. It doesn't really. Am I going to spend that money to travel to the States to do that right now? Not really. Not interested. Who knows the next few years? I would love to hear LP's input, but I think he kind of gave up with the constructions going around his. He didn't even comment on our question about the Gators.
Hi.
Rude. I mean, is it too much to ask?
Bloody Americans.
this is about the British thing you could say.
I know.
Especially with the bloody. I need to get back to London as soon as possible. I really it is kind of a bit of a mess in country right now, but that's everywhere. It's everywhere. Yeah, let's not talk about that. But Hannah, are you going to kind of at least check out the grand finals? Are you planning to watch?
Maybe. I don't know when it is.
November 4th.
November 4th? Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I need to check for sure, though.
What day?
Overwatch League grand finals.
It's on a Friday, so possibly not, because I do D&D on a Friday. But...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've the only thing I kind of know, I'm going to be honest, the only thing I kind of know is that the Outlaws have not been doing bad.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. But the Mayhem either. I mean, Mayhem has been doing pretty good. I've seen their name
good
pop
them.
Up. Yeah. I've only had someone on the Mayhem kind of comment on this and kind of
give
their input. But it will be for another time. And let me check for it to make sure that it's November. Jesus, this schedule is so unclear. What the hell? But it's but it's not really Blizzard's fault. It's like the whole time zone thing. They tried to kind of show everything according to the time zones. It's November 5th. For me, it's November 5th. For the people in the States, it's November 4th. Now, we were talking about the Overwatch League and about the grand finals and how we kind of had a difficult time following this season and kind of keeping an eye on the Overwatch League and motivating ourselves to watch the games. What I did notice is that the Outlaws and especially the Mayhem have been doing good this season.
Yeah, we're like middle of the pack this year. I think with the other teams that are, you know, like showing a lot of promise, we are definitely... here's the other thing I will say. I love the mixed rosters that we've been seeing this season. I feel like this is now like a... really good time to be like the Overwatch player. You can be a freaking Polish Overwatch player, right? And you have a huge chance of making it. So I think this is an amazing time in as far as the Overwatch League goes. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Play-ins is happening this week, or no, next weekend. And November 4th is the grand finals.
Big finals.
So,
do you have like a prediction who you think is going to be facing each other in the grand finals? Oh,
man.
I can do one.
Obviously, I think like in the terms of the West teams, like Dallas feels just probably the best overall. Like, I mean, they've only lost like four games this season, so just Dallas is just an insane team. Shock, you know, there's no surprise why you should see Shock in there. They're almost like the dynasty team. I mean, right now they've been dominating. I think they also have four losses as well. But yeah, I think in terms of like what we should expect, like the winners of the, oh, okay, let's not get ahead of myself here, but I think we should probably be seeing like Seoul Dynasty versus Dallas Fuel. And I would not be surprised if that's what the grand finals is.
Well, we'll see. We'll see in a few weeks. But that was it for this week, guys. I think we're kind of done for this episode. I think we kind of discussed everything creepy and everything esports that we wanted to discuss. And I think LP has some more cake to get to. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. But let me check with my my co-host here. Where Hannah, where can people find you if they want to kind of debate you around any Overwatch topic?
Debate me on Twitter at @plushnoodle. Also, I'm really sorry if you can hear that helicopter. Whee!
One has roofing, the other has a helicopter. LP, where can people find you in case you have, well, a piece of cake left? I'm not thinking about myself, but...
Absolutely. If you want to find me, go on Twitter and check out OMNICWEEKLY. That's where you can find me.
Nice.
And you can find me, of course, on the Omnic Post for all your general Overwatch information. The place for all your updates, which is on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Basically everywhere. If you want to see what I'm personally up to, it's DMZ's TV. And of course, there's still the Twitter and the Instagram account for the Omnic Weekly. We get the latest updates on the podcast and when new episodes will drop.
Yeah.
Make sure to subscribe in case you are not subscribed yet on all of the major podcast platforms. So that is Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher. We're everywhere. We try to be everywhere at least. And I hope to hear you guys back for the next episode next week. Till then, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know what? I was going to say my favorite Bastion skin, but since he's AFK, I think I'll hold off till next week. So find out next week.
Vega skin.
Oh my god, Bastion slot machine skin. That would be so sick. All
right. Right?